Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 1, Part 3, The Size of the Soul. Lord Chaitanya then explained that within this Brahmanda universe, there are innumerable living entities who, according to their own fruitive activities, are transmigrating from one species of life to another, and from one planet to another. And in this way, their engagement in material existence has been continuing since time immemorial. In actuality, these living entities are atomic parts and parcels of the Supreme Spirit, Krishna. It is said in Srimad Bhagavatam that the length and breadth of the individual soul is approximately 1/10,000th part of the tip of a hair. In other words, it is so small that it is invisible. And this is also confirmed in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad. And in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, one of the four Kumaras, known as Sanandana, gave the following speech upon performing a great sacrifice. Aparimitad dhruvas tanu britto yadi sarvakatas tarhi nashasyateti niyamo dhruva netaratha ajinicha yanmayantad avimucha niyantri bhavet samang anujanatang yad amatang mata dushtataya. O Supreme Truth, if the living entities were not infinitesimal sparks of the Supreme Spirit, each minute spark would be all-pervading and would not be controlled by a superior power. But if the living entity is accepted as a minute part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, then one automatically becomes controlled by a supreme energy or supreme power. And the latter is one's actual constitutional position. So, if one remains in that position, one can then attain full freedom. But if one mistakenly considers one's position to be equal to that of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then one becomes contaminated by the doctrine of non-duality, and so one's efforts in transcendental life are thus rendered ineffective. Keshagra shata bhagasya shata ansha sadvishyatmaka jiva sukshma swarupo yang sankhyatito hi chit kana. And if we divide the tip of a hair into 100 parts, and then take one of those parts and divide it once again into 100 parts, that very fine division is the size of but one of the innumerable living entities, and they are called chitkana, particles of spirit, not matter. Srila Prabhupada now comments. This is a quote from the commentary on the portion of Srimad Bhagavatam wherein the Vedas personified offer their obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Krishna also confirms this statement in Bhagavad Gita, Mamaivangsho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatanaha. The living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Thus, Lord Sri Krishna personally identifies himself with the minute living entities. Lord Krishna is the Supreme Spirit, the Supersoul, and the living entities are his very minute parts and parcels. Now, of course, we cannot divide the tip of a hair into such fine particles, but spiritually, such small particles can exist. Spiritual strength is so powerful that a mere atomic portion of spirit can be the biggest brain in the material world. The same spiritual spark is within an ant and within the body of Lord Brahma. and according to one's karma or material activities, the spiritual spark attains a certain type of body. Material activities are carried out in goodness, passion, or ignorance, or a combination of these three. And according to the mixture of the modes of material nature, the living entity is awarded a particular type of body. This is the conclusion. Balagra shata bhagasya shatadha kalpitasya cha bhago jivasa vigyaya iti chaha para shruptihi. And if we divide the tip of a hair into 100 parts, and then take one part and divide that into another 100 parts, that 10,000th part is the dimension of the living entity. This is the verdict of the chief Vedic mantras. Sukshmanam api ahang jiva. Lord Krishna says that among minute particles, I am the living entity. Srila Prabhupada now comments, the living entity is one with and different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As spirit soul, the living entity is one in quality with the Supreme Lord. However, the Supreme Lord is bigger than the biggest, and the living entity is the smallest of the small. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 1, Teachings to Rupa Goswami, Part 3, The Size of the Soul. Recorded May 12, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, His Divine Grace, the ISKCON Founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.